Well, hey everybody, it's me, Mark. It's been a while since I've done a live recording, a live secret, as it were, so I thought I'd better do one. So last week was the release of, what is it, That's the Way Love Goes, the first book we published. It's morning, by the way. I don't know, maybe it's 11 o'clock. I haven't spoken much this morning, and so my voice may sound a bit weird. I'm scooping kitty litter, so that rustling sound you hear is the sound of me dumping stuff into a paper sack. But anyway, so last week, which was the week of, May 1st, the book came out on Tuesday, the May 3rd, and it came out on the Amazon Kindle. It also has a hard copy. People have been buying hard copies of the book. It's a collection of short stories I've done and poems. A lot of me in the book, I must admit. A little surprised. More of me in the book than I thought. And I want this to be a positive recording, but I can tell you that last week, I had a bit of acid reflux, too. I had some frozen pizza last night, and I think I ate it too late. And man, the back of my throat is burning like crazy, so I guess that's what happens when you get older. But anyway, I was just thinking that it was a big moment. By the way, in case you didn't hear the advertisement, I'm giving myself a plug. If you go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net, you can learn about the book. And that's from the apostrophe, that, T-H-A-T. Apostrophe, yes. Okay, enough of that. So anyway, what was the thing? The hard part was, last Tuesday was probably the most solitary day I've had in years. You know, it's funny, at this time in a person's life, you know, the public thinks, oh, you know, the release of a new book, and the publishing company's going well, and nobody knows the truth. And the truth is, I don't know about the truth of a lot of people, but, you know, I got a few calls, people congratulate me and all that, and that's great. But it just struck me as odd that, not odd, just sad, that I spent most of the day, or almost, I think all the day, alone. It's just hard, you know, it's different. And I was amazed at how much, you know, there's going to be a lot of new things. I'm working on a lot of different things to coincide with the company and the book so we can publish other people's works. And so I had to put a lot of infrastructure, code a lot of infrastructure, and get things ready for the blog, for the new podcast. And there's also, you know, if you look at the thatsthewaylovegoes.net, you'll see that there's a gift shop. All this stuff takes work, and I'm pretty much doing it. I mean, there are people who can, but I like to do a lot of things on my own. Because, you know, whenever you start a new venture, you know, it can get expensive, so at least I'm blessed enough to know how to do it on my own. But it was amazing. I don't think I had any dates last week. No, I know I didn't. What am I saying? I know I didn't. I don't think. But it was just, you know, it's one of those things. And this is going to be the second week. And I just know I get some emails from people thinking that, you know, I have this, not glamorous, but, you know, you live in California, you got all these things happening. And, you know, they say, especially with the Facebook generation, that people need to be careful what they put on the web, because what they put on the web stays on the web. And so when I tell you these things, I realize that, you know, this will probably come back to haunt me. But that's okay with me, because you never want to forget. And I want people to know the truth. And the truth is, like I said, there's never a more solitary moment than when you have good things happen, and no one to share it with. Now, you say, well, don't you have any friends? Yeah, but you know what I mean, right? They all have their own lives and stuff. And the truth of the matter is, a lot of people, when a person has a kind of a neat thing happen, you know, getting a job is one thing. We all have to work, right? But let's face it, publishing books and releasing music and stuff, that's not a must-do, right? That's the kind of thing people do, unless it's their profession. You know, because they want to. So you don't get people saying, oh, you know, people go, congratulations, but I'm always amazed at the response I get from the people who know me the most are probably the least impressed, and probably could care the least. Now, this is not, I'm not unfamiliar with this phenomenon. It happens a lot. And those of you who have done the same thing, I bet you'll find the same thing. You know, people will probably give you the minimal. And when you, what are you doing it for? I mean, why do we do what we do, right? I don't do these things to get people to go, oh, wait, you're wonderful. Well, maybe that may be part of it, but that's not a lot of it. The real reason, you know, I guess it's maybe even unimportant at this point, but it is a little sad when, you know, you get people buying things that you put out there, but there's nobody that you know. I don't know. It's sad, you know, it would have been nice to be looking at it from a divorced person, right? I keep thinking, you know, would that my marriage could have lasted long enough for this. Of course, if I was still married, I probably wouldn't have gotten to this point with all the stress that was going on and all the other nightmarish things that were taking place and the fact that she really never wanted me to, you know, step outside, work outside the box or think outside the box. So, I think the hard part for me, even though I'm really used to this in my lifetime, is that everything has a price, right? But just once, it would be nice to get what you want without having to pay such a dear price. But the truth of the matter is, you know, if I suppose if I had more distractions, you know, like a life, I don't know if I would have been able to do what I've been able to do at this time. Kind of think of it, this was to put the book out and get the company running. Was supposed to happen last year, but, you know, personal distractions, i.e. women, made that almost impossible. It's just a funny, I don't know. So, I guess, you know, maybe this solitary existence I've been living is probably necessary. But I just, somehow it seems to me kind of, well, this is going to sound like whining, but somehow it seems kind of unfair. But then life is not supposed to be fair. I know, they're mean, but you're going, what the hell's fair? I know. But, you know, when I think about this, I think about people throughout history that we ascribe all these wonderful things to, you know, the great poets, authors, architects, name it. And we look back at history and we think, wow, they must have been living, you know, what kind of life must they have led? But, you know, very few people who actually put themselves out there have a glamorous lifestyle, except for the people in Hollywood, and I can't stand them, so let's not even go down that road. And most of their lives are in shambles, but they have, you know, they make enough money from the one or two good things they do, and it doesn't matter. But I was just thinking about the people that we think about in history, that we say we admire and stuff. I wonder if their lives weren't the same way. We don't really know what Mark Twain's life was like, or for that matter, well, we know a little bit more about, like, Frank Lloyd Wright, of course. He was screwed up all over the place. But it's funny, you know, it's just funny. So when I get a few emails or people saying congratulations and they're happy for me, it's great. Believe it or not, you know, I'm not that happy these days. Now, if you can't hear that, I'm not going to jump anytime soon. Anytime soon, but, you know, everybody was just telling, I'm done scooping the litter. Everybody was just talking about, oh, you know, you should do this and that, and it doesn't really matter. I mean, I can, and this may be just me, but I'm one of these crazy people that if you don't have somebody you can really share it with on your own person, as it were, I don't know. You know what they say? There's an old saying, right? If a tree falls in the forest but nobody hears it, does it still make a sound? I've been thinking about that a lot over the last month or so. So, there you have it. There's a secret for you. I try to be positive. That doesn't sound very positive, does it? I know. It really doesn't, even to me. So this week will be more of building more of the infrastructure, doing a lot more coding, and a lot more... I haven't even begun to promote the book yet. And people keep saying, "Well, how many have you sold?" You know, I'm trying to tell people, you know, I haven't even begun to process. I didn't think it would be this involved, but, you know, publishing something and then getting it promoted are two different things. And right now, I'm just trying to stay motivated. So, I mean, I realize people don't realize that, but I think a lot of people are that way. At least I am. So, all right, the kitty litter is done. There's an accomplishment for the first thing I've done this week. This is also paid. This week I got to pay bills, too. And that's always depressing, you know? It really is. And, you know, I don't know why, but everybody I know, well, maybe it's because none of us have any money. Maybe that's what it is. But it would be nice, one, to just pay bills, or be able to pay bills without having to count every stinking penny. Just once before I die, I'd like to be able to pay, to write a check, pay a bill, and just think, no biggie. And they're thinking, okay, what's going to happen with this? I just once. I don't know if that'll ever happen. I used to think when I was younger that, you know, by this age, I'd be, you know, rolling in dough, you know. But it doesn't happen that way, apparently. At least not for people like me. I don't know. Okay, how's that for a bright note? Anyway, I hope this all finds you well, and I'm definitely going to be checking back in. I'd like to check in on a positive note more often, and I'm, you know, it's all good. Maybe this too shall pass, I hope. But just like I said, the last 2 weeks, especially last week, has just been very solitary and very hard on me because, like I said, it would be nice to have somebody to share this with. Now, one more thing. I think I have gone out on a date or two in the last 3 weeks or so. And it was all right, but the sad thing is that, you know, I'm amazed at the number of people. I'm going to say women, okay? Who are complete and total hypocrites. It just cracks me up. Everybody says they want a decent person, but nobody wants to act like a decent person. Now, I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people. Let me give you some advice. If you want a decent guy, women, then act like a decent lady, all right? Don't act like sluts and whores and dress like skinks. All right, and then talk like a sailor, because I'm going to tell you point blank, no decent man wants somebody who looks and acts like a slut, really, and also who is best friends with every guy she ever boinked. I mean, I just don't get that. I think that's insane. I really do. I'm going on a little bit, but this is not about the last 3 weeks. I'm just saying a little advice. Because a couple of people I've come across that I really would have liked, I don't want to get involved in the drama and the drama of their past boyfriends with whom they have no children, so I'd be dead. And say, well, they're great friends, fine. You know, that's your prerogative, but I just don't get it. I have no time to be worrying about it. I got enough of my own drama and trying to move forward than to deal with some low-budget Bettys who want to, you know, stay involved with people whom they say didn't treat them very nicely. So, you know, you got to have some respect for yourself. If you don't respect yourself, how can somebody respect you? I don't get it. And if somebody's been really mean and upset or cheated on you or didn't treat you right, and yet you still say they're a perfect person and you want to be their friend, then, you know, stay in the past. All right, that's it. I don't know. All right, just want to get that out there. All right, listen, take care. I'll check back in. And like I said, hopefully, you know, some of you will go by and take a look at the website. Hope you like what you see, okay? Okay, take care. Have a good day. All right, bye-bye.